Most of Cherokee's machinery developments come directly out of customer requests. We've really become kind of an R&D company, more than just a manufacturing company. And in fact, a couple of years ago, we unveiled here in New Orleans at the Beltwater Chieftain Down Packing Press. It was a new machine for us, and we had some requests come in to replace an aging Best Press. So we kind of started building off the success of the Chieftain and looking at building a press, a low-cost, compact press that would fit in a Best Press installation. So kind of the background on this, we had some design criteria that was thrown out at us. The first one, we needed to have very minor building modifications, as we were going after a small compact installation that we had to make a press that was pretty compact. The second was just a minimal amount of horsepower. We had a target of 35 bells an hour. Of course, low cost, as low as we can get it, because we're looking at gens that, they're genning somewhere in the 20 to 30, up to 35 bell an hour range, and they're probably never going to do any more than that. There's still a lot of 10 to 15,000 bell gens out there, and an $800,000 press is just not feasible for that gen. But they may have a Best Press that's near the end of its service life, so there needed to be a solution for these small guys as well. And the last one, a rapid timeline. From the time that the request came in till we had to deliver this press is relatively short, and there are those in our company that think we do our best work under a tremendous amount of stress. So we had a real tight timeline to get this press in. So here's a few pictures of the Brave. We'll let them scroll through. We installed this machine at Tri-County Gin in Taylorsville, Georgia. Let it run through those right quick. They're still ginning. I think they've got a few days left to finish. They're going to be somewhere around 16,000 bales on this machine when they're complete. I'll let that finish right quick, and I'll go over some of the specifications of this machine. All right, now one unique thing about it is we took our successful Chieftain downpacking press, and we took everything on the bottom of it, the 4-inch seal, the way we lift the bed. In fact, the bottom part of the boxes is all identical, so we're able to interchange those parts. So it has a true 4-inch thick seal at the bottom. On top of that, we've got 89.5-inch tall boxes and relatively short box press. And they sit down on a solid bed, so the whole bed lifts and turns the boxes together. We use two 2.5-inch bore cylinders to lift up that bed when it's ready to turn. And then when we strip the boxes, rather than pulling from the top, 2 6-inch cylinders push it up from the bottom, and the boxes ride on track. So it's like the Chieftain, it's a real smooth process when the boxes strip. And the dog system, you can barely hear him clicking. I mean, it's extremely quiet, and the dogs just perform really well. Unlike the dogs we're all used to, and the big loud clanging deals. That used to be a ginner that was asleep behind the console, knew the gin was still running. He'd hear those dogs clicking every once in a while. We put a 16-inch cylinder on it, so we've still got the same 350-ish tons of force that we do on the Big Brother. But we did go up to a 6-inch tramper cylinder on it, which, if you're trying to compress dry cotton in a 89.5-inch box, it's pretty difficult. And we've got a few ginners in here. I don't know if it's your experience, but we saw a lot of exceptionally dry cotton this year right when we started up. It was a big problem. We had a hard time keeping it in boxes. We had presses locking up, boiling out. Jimmy, I don't know if you had that problem down where you're at, but all through the Delta up to Missouri, it was horrendous. Until they started getting into the season and it started getting a little bit better. And with this 6-inch tramper, we were able to compress that cotton in the boxes and down below the dogs and had relatively no trouble. And once again, it's a compact installation. It comes in at just over 26 feet, so we're able to replace a Best Press and most compact installations without any building modifications at all. The power unit on the press utilizes 200 horsepower pump motor groups. One of them controls all the press functions, the main cylinder, the box stripping feature, the bed lift, all happens off of one pump. The second pump handles the tramper, and I've got another pump stacked on there that runs the cooling loop. So 200 horsepower total. The other thing we did is we built a really economical manifold. Rather than picking a bunch of parts from Germany that sometimes aren't in stock and are hard to get, we went with a majority of U.S.-made off-the-shelf components and had a manifold designed specifically for this press, and it performed just stellar. And a new thing for us, we built an electric lint feeder, and we paired that with a variable speed drive and a dynamic brake resistor, so we don't have a brake on the motor. Standard off-the-shelf motor, all the braking features happen inside the drive, and it performed well, just like the rest of the press. And although the gin we were at is about an 18 to 20 bell an hour gin, the cycle time revealed that we would be able to get 35 bells an hour capacity out of this machine. Now, we should have we have another low-cost manifold there. I got thrown in there twice. We should have either a video of the press or my kids opening their Christmas presents. Looks like it's... How do I get back to that? There we go. About a minute and a half cycle. This press was, I'd come off of some 45 to 60 bell an hour installations, and those presses are fast, and we get over to this one, and it seemed like it was taking forever, even though it's doing exactly what it was designed to do. It looked really slow. I kept thinking there was something wrong with it. There we have the boxes stripping. You can see the cylinders pushing them up from the bottom. So those of you with your stopwatches going, it's about a minute and 38 seconds on that cycle. So we really didn't, we're still evaluating the machine. We've got a few days left to take a look at it, but there really is very, very little that we see we need to change. And this machine is ready to go to market. And in fact, I've got a bunch of salespeople in the back that are ready to take orders if I've got a few of you generous out here that would like one. I hope to present an update at the next Belt Wide on this machine, but I'm not sure there's going to be much to update on it. But I'll entertain any questions on it if you have any.
Do you have any questions for Steve?
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next we have a panel, and I'd like to ask our three panel members to start heading to the podium. Several members of our industry spent time in Australia last year to observe what that country is doing to keep up gin employees safe, to keep their gin employees safe. We have asked three members of our group what they observed while in Australia. And I think the first order is going to be James Shepherd with the U.S. perspective of Australian gin safety.
He's not going to let me get out of it, is he?
And I'll get out of the way. James will go, and then we'll have Sid, and then Daniel to follow.
We're basically going to work from some slides that we put together, so you're going to see probably a little bit of repetitiveness from Sid and us going through this, but it was an interesting trip. We had a lot of fun. It was tiring. And Sid might let me get out of this right quick.